Hello.
Hello, my name is LaShonda, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who is requesting a call back?
Yes, this is him.
How can I help you?
I was trying to fill out a claim. I tried to do it online, but it said call the number.
Okay, can I? When was your last day of work?
What month is it? I'll say it was. Let me check. Give me a second.
Okay.
I would say like May 15th.
Okay, I can help you with that. One moment. My system's loading. One moment. Can I have your social security number, please?
428-89-4302.
Can you repeat that, please?
428-89-4302.
Can I have your name?
Marquise Jacobs.
Can I have your date of birth?
02/04/2001.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Donna Jacobs.
Can I have your driver's license number or your ID number?
Yes, sir. It is 10243207.
Thank you. One moment. One moment. I do see you started the claim. Let me get to where you left off at. One moment.
Okay.
One moment.
Okay.
Okay, so that number you gave me, was that a driver's license number or ID number?
Driver's license.
Is that from the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your race?
What?
What's your gender?
Male.
Are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What's the highest grade level you've completed in school?
Cancel.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Can I have your residential address?
136 Butch Circle, Hazel Green, Alabama.
Can you spell the street name?
B as in Barry, U as in umbrella, T as in Tasha, C as in circle, H as in Hannah, C as in Carrie, I as in insist, R as in Randy.
So it's just Butch, sir?
Yes, Butch Circle, yes.
So after the R, there's CLE?
No, it's just CIR.
Okay.
But it's Butch Circle, though.
And you said that's in Hazelville?
Hazel Green.
Oh, Hazel Green. Can I have the zip code?
35750.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
So you gave me 136 Butch Circle, Hazel Green, Alabama, 35750.
Yes.
What did you do for a living?
Work fast food.
Or were you like a cook, a frontliner?
Cook.
Okay.
But I recently was working at FedEx. That was my last job.
So your very last job was FedEx, not the cook job?
Yes.
What did you do at FedEx?
Unload trucks. I was a package handler.
Are you looking for work in that field?
Yes.
Did you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$14.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I don't have a real estate license.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from a...
No.
Thank you. have you work are you have you applied for workers' compensation and need only to apply for or have you applied for workers' compensation?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government any time between 4/1 of 2023 and 3/31 of 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
No.
So, if you are approved, you have the options to receive your check direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or you can do a prepaid benefit card. So,
I'll try the card because I don't have a account right now. How long would it take for the card to come in the mail?
it'll take 5 to 7 business days after you are approved.
Okay.
I have your last employer's name. I mean, not name. Telephone number.
Give me a second, I'll look it over real quick. Number is 800-463-3339.
What city and state are they located in?
Madison, Alabama.
What date did you start there?
I would say it would be like April 4th. No.
Of what year?
2024.
What was your last day of work?
May. I'll just say May 20th, I guess, May 15th.
Why are you no longer working there?
Car problems.
So did you quit or did you get discharged?
Discharged.
Would that be for absentee since you didn't have, was having car issues?
Nah, because I called them and told them that I was having a car problem, and they were just like, all right, well, so I'll just say I quit, I guess.
You said what, sir?
I said, I guess I'll just say I quit because I couldn't go back. So I had to call them and tell them.
So you called them and told them that you quit. They didn't tell you that that you were terminated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I told them I was having car problems and I wouldn't be able to make it. So they were just like, all right, they have to take me off the schedule.
So then that means that they took you off the schedule. It means you were discharged. Is that correct?
Yes.
One moment. What was the name of the person who discharged you? And their title, their job title.
This one's still I don't even have the number.
They're just asking for the name and job title.
That's what I'm saying. I had a number saved with her name. That's what I'm saying. Let me see if I can go to an email or something. All right, her name was Kathleen Wright, and she was the hiring manager.
And what date did that happen?
May the something, I would say May the. May 15th.
What was the final incident that caused you to be discharged?
Like, when?
No, what was the final incident that caused you to be discharged?
A car stopped working.
Did you do anything? What did you do prior to being terminated to resolve the issue?
Oh, what did I try to do to resolve it?
Correct.
I tried to switch my shift and find a different ride for my grandma, but that didn't work.
Thank you, one moment. Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Excuse me?
Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
What do you mean by that?
So they're probably going to say you got terminated for not coming to work, which would be absenteeism. Did you commit right. that act?
Yes.
Thank you. Were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Will you be receiving vacation pay, holiday pay, sick pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Did you answer all the questions correctly?
Yes.
Thank you. So you're certifying that all your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. So we match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers, so false answers can be resolved in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all the answers are true and accurate?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment. One moment.
Okay.
So it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I just need to submit the following information. In what county do you currently live? Monroe, Henry, Madison, Green?
Madison.
So, which of the following professional license have you ever had? Clinical, biochemical, pathology, home health nurse, neurology, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, Montgomery, Athens, or none of them?
That's real.
So the next question is, I just need to know, do you agree that you are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty and perjury that your name is, whose name was used on this claim and the information that was provided on this claim, is true, that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit rights benefit handbook?
Yes.
Thank you. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So you must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. So the unemployment claim that we just finished, it also will register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. So your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and you can update your online resume. So failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, benefit rights and responsibility contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to file your required weekly certification. So failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial on your benefits. So the process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. One moment. So filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. So you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could cause a filing your weekly certifications. Failure to make and complete your certification, though, could cause a denial on your benefits. Unemployment claims that use calendar weeks, they begin on Saturday, ending on Sunday. So, you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal by clicking file weekly certification button on the homepage. Or you can do it on by telephone. If you do it by telephone, that number is 1-800-752-5400.
Okay.
And so your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 through no later than Friday by 5 p.m. If not, it could result in loss of your benefits. So complete your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you would need to remember your PIN and provide that for you at the end of the call. So, additional instructions are in the benefit rights and responsibility booklet. If you did not recognize one of the employers listed or realize that employer is missing, you could call the claims line at 1-866-234-5382. You can do that as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. So otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information be mailed to you. So exceptions to work search exemption will be for people who are active union members, who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. So a letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it is very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, you call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. You can do that Sunday through Thursday by 5 p.m. To schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. So we may require a follow-up interview with you just to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, not unless that employer was not hiring and when you first contacted them, but then later on they begin hiring. So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions for me? Great. So thank you for submitting your initial claim. Your transaction number is 48. Nine seven. Six seven. 205.
All right. Now, what is the pin you said?
10-17.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have filed your claim today, so thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Goodbye.